Hey there, Chip Close here, host of the Restaurant Strategy Podcast. We're just rounding the bend on a 10-episode arc that I've dubbed Fixing Restaurants, right? There's lots that's great about our industry, and there are a couple things that are broken. So let's identify the things that are broken, and let's find a way to fix them. Today, I want to complain about complaining. The complaints have got to stop because they're the same old tired complaints, and I use this as a conversation about responsibility, about taking control, being in control of your own destiny. We're going to talk about complaints on today's episode of Restaurant Strategy. There's an old saying that goes something like this. You'll only find three kinds of people in the world. Those who see, those who will never see, and those who can see when shown. This is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast with answers for anyone who's looking. Hey there, thanks for tuning in. My name is Chip Close, and this is Restaurant Strategy Podcast, dedicated to helping you build a more profitable business. Each week, I leverage my 25 years of experience in the industry to help you build that more profitable and sustainable business. I work with owners and operators all over the country through my P3 Mastermind. I also wrote a book. It's called The Restaurant Marketing Mindset, and it tells you how to launch, grow, develop, and sustain a successful restaurant brand by using marketing. It's a new way of looking at marketing. Here's the thing. If you want to get that book for free, all you have to do is pay shipping on it. Go to my Instagram page, so at Restaurant Strategy, and DM me the word book. We have an automation set up that will automatically send you the link to get that book for free. Again, you pay $3.92 for shipping, and then you get that book for free. You also get free access to the Restaurant Foundations program, which is an online community. It's an online course, tons of resources. We do a monthly Ask Me Anything session, a monthly masterclass, all of that's included. You get that for free for a month to check it out, to try it out. And if at the end you don't like it, by all means, cancel it. Or it'll just click over to the regular price of $97 a month. It's up to you. It's really meant to be a complement to the concepts and insights that we deliver in the book. Again, to get that book for free, just pay shipping, go to our Instagram page at Restaurant Strategy and DM us the word book. B-O-O-K. We'll send you the link to get your own. Now, are you ready to revolutionize the way you run your restaurant? Unlock the power of data to optimize your restaurant operations with Avero, the trusted technology partner for over 40,000 hospitality professionals worldwide. Avero understands restaurant operations. They have a data-backed answer for every food and beverage challenge and are focused on delivering the right answers to the right people at the right time. With Avero, you can make better, faster, and more profitable decisions. Drive customer traffic, raise average check, and ensure a consistent guest experience across all of your locations. Are you ready to drive more sales by leveraging the hospitality industry's best-kept secret weapon? Unlock your restaurant's full potential today. Get started for free and transform your business by visiting averoinc.com. That's averoinc.com. As always, you'll find that link in the show notes. Okay. So we're talking about how we fix restaurants. In order to fix the restaurants, fix the problems, we have to first identify the problems. For me, today, on today's episode, I want to talk about complaints. And I'm going to complain about the complaints, and I want to use that as a conversation about leadership. So listen, it's okay to complain, but complaining without action is foolishness, right? Identifying problems is the key. You find a problem that needs to be fixed, and then you put a plan in place to fix it. When you complain, it either says you're incapable of fixing the problem or unwilling to fix the problem, and that gets tired, right? If you can't fix it, you go find the answers, or you go find somebody who can help you fix it. If you're unwilling to do it, then you are in the wrong business. You have to leverage your team, your experience, your community to solve big problems. Our industry has big problems, but complaining about the problems will not solve the problems. And I can go on and on and on about all of the most common complaints we hear, right? That I can't find good people, that I can't keep good people, that my payroll is out of whack, that my rent keeps going up and up and up, that I'm being nabbed by inflation, right? But that I never have any time, that the customers, have the same complaints, all the time. And I have to contend with the consumer and what the consumer wants versus what I think they should want. We can go on and on and on with all of the complaints. If you don't like, if you can't do something about it, right? If you're incapable of doing it, you can go make yourself capable. You can pick up the knowledge that is needed to fix it. You can find someone who has the knowledge that can fix it. If you are incapable of it, you can admit that you don't know and you can go find an answer. There's plenty of people out there who simply aren't willing to do that. And that's a problem. So let's complain about that first. Let's complain about the people who complain, even though they know there's an answer out there and they won't go solve it. That's infuriating. So I run something called the P3 Mastermind. I'm a coach, right? I work with restaurant owners all over the world to help them increase the profitability of their restaurants. And I get on the phone all the time, several times a week, with prospective members, people who may come join the program. And I always say this, and I'll repeat it. For every 10 phone calls I take, for the most part, I don't pitch the program to 5 of them because it becomes obvious over the course of our conversation that they are simply unwilling to do what's required. They're incapable in the moment and they're unwilling to do what's required to make a change. And that's not what coaching is about. Coaching is about me teaching you, showing you, propping you up, guiding you, being your support over the course of you putting these changes into effect. But if you aren't willing to, number one, admit that you don't know any more than what you've been doing, if you're not willing to admit that what you're doing isn't working, then I'm not going to force it on you, right? First step is admitting you have a problem. And the second thing is if you are unwilling to take the steps required to make a change, then it's never going to work as well. So much of the work I do is really executive coaching. It's teaching people how to be better leaders. One of the things that I quote all the time, and this fits hand in glove with what we're talking about when we're talking about complaining, and then I'm sitting here complaining about the complaining. There's a book. It's called Good to Great. It was written by Jim Collins over 20 years ago at this point. It's a classic. There was a period where every major Fortune 500 company had all of their employees read this book because it's that good. And in it, he talks about, presents a whole bunch of different ideas. One of them, he talks about level 5 leadership. And he talks about, I'm not going to get into all of the things that, all of the qualities that a level 5 leader exhibits. But I will say that one of the most important points he makes is that a level 5 leader always looks in the mirror before they look out the window, right? They look at it and they say, how is this my fault? So when I have people that complain to me and say, well, you don't understand. I just can't be profitable because I just don't have good staff. And to that, I respond and I ask, so why did you hire that staff? So, well, it's really all I could find. What would you have to do to find better staff? What would you have to do to create the kind of place where better people would want to work there? So why did you hire this bad staff? Why didn't you train them better to make them a good staff? And or why have you kept this inferior staff? It all comes back to the leader. And some people either see that, right, or they don't see that. They are willing to admit or they're unwilling to admit. At the end of the day, a level 5 leader always looks in the mirror before they look out the window. They always ask themselves, how is this my fault? How is this my responsibility? Because if you're the one who made the problem, you also then have the power to be the solution. So complaining won't get us anywhere. Complaining productively is about identifying problems that we are then going to solve. so much of the work I do as a coach is about systems and goals, understanding how that we're trying to get from point A to point B. Point A is where we're at now. That's a problem. Right now, I only do $85,000 a month in revenue. That's point A. I need to be doing $105,000 in revenue. That's point B. So in order to get from point A to point B, we have to do an additional $20,000 in revenue. So then how are we going to do that? We put a system in place to do that. A system is just a repeatable set of actions. We are going to do the following things to accomplish the following stated goal. To increase revenue by $20,000, we are going to do this and this and this. This is how we're going to execute those things. This is who's responsible. This is how we're going to measure our actions. But a complaint is just you saying you are either incapable or, more importantly, unwilling to do the things that are required to fix that problem. In just a minute, we're going to talk about how we take responsibility for this. We're going to talk about what leadership is. We're going to talk about what management is, because that's how we get out of complaining and get into taking action. Looked at the right way, this is going to change the way you approach your business. And what do you see? This is the thing that's also going to allow you to pull yourself out of your business. When you complain that things are broken, you are not taking action to fix them. This whole thing is called fixing restaurants. I sort of buried the lead on this one, right? Like, so much of fixing restaurants requires that we take responsibility. We take the control back, that we find the power in that. We're going to talk about that in a second after a word from another one of our sponsors. Today's episode is also brought to you by Chowly. Now, a couple of words from Sterling Douglas, co-founder and CEO at Chowly.
You know, one of the number one things we tell our restaurants before we do anything else is make sure your listings are all up to date. I think of restaurants with a physical storefront. I think of them with a digital storefront. And every one of these listings is another door to your digital storefront. Google's the biggest door. But a lot of times you go to Yelp or TripAdvisor, Apple Maps. These are smaller doors. You might appear as closed. And so you have digital foot traffic that's walking by that literally can't open the door to get into your digital storefront. So when I think of tactics, I really zoom out and think about, what are you trying to accomplish? Because there's a big difference between trying to create more orders from existing customers and trying to get more customers in the first place.
If you want to learn more about Chowly, you want to get involved, go click the link in the show notes, special link for all Restaurant Strategy podcast listeners. Again, go find that in the show notes. Okay, so we're talking about how we fix restaurants. One of the things that I think is broken is the complaining, right? Now I'm going to complain about the complaints. When you complain, it either means you're incapable to make a change or unwilling to make a change. Change meaning to make the fix required to get it to a place where you no longer have to complain about it. And really, this is a conversation about leadership. A great leader provides vision for a company. This is who we are. This is why we exist. This is how we do things. This is how we do it so that we are better, different, more unique, more compelling than alternatives in the marketplace. A leader has to dictate that, has to articulate that. A leader's job is to inspire diners to come and be a part of the thing you're creating, and inspire workers to want to be a part of that, and to get everybody rowing in the same direction. Again, this is who we are. This is why we exist. This is what we're going to do, and this is how we do it. That's what a great leader does. And a great leader gets really good at identifying problems and finding ways to fix them. Now, sometimes the leader is able to fix the problem. Sometimes the leader has to go find someone else to fix them. Again, if you're incapable of solving the problem, then either go get the requisite knowledge, level up, get the skills, learn how to do it, or go find someone that already knows how to do it, that can teach you how to do it, that can do it for you. But understand that almost every problem in the world is fixable. There is a solution to almost every problem in the world. The key is finding the knowledge, finding the person, right, who has the capabilities. So if you're incapable, you find someone who is capable. And you have to be willing to do what's required to make the fix. That is leadership. And then beyond that, leadership is about inspiring a team to do just that. Inspiring them to take that upon themselves, to be leaders in their department, in their small world. Even a server is a leader of their 4 or 5 table station. A dishwasher is the leader in that station. And the best dishwashers out there take ownership of their station. The best cooks take ownership of their station. We know that, of course. So the key is to set an example, right? Educate and empower. You show people, you teach people how to do it. You empower them to go do it. You model the behavior. And then you coach them in real time. That's how we get better, not just lecturing people, but by teaching them, training them, then modeling it, showing them by you doing it, you pointing to people who are doing it right, you bringing in the people who can show them how to do it right, and then coaching them, showing them in real time, yes, that's what I want. No, that's not what I want. That other person is doing what I want. I heard what you did, but you know what? It would be better if you did this. All of that is part of problem solving. Problem solving has everything to do with leadership. We always talk about being the firefighter in chief. We just run around putting out fires all day. That's what so many independent operators end up doing. And what you want to do is you want to be in the position where you can walk around looking for the things that might soon catch fire. That's the difference between being proactive and reactive. Yes, of course, you are capable of putting out a lot of fires. But this advanced leadership requires that you look for things that might soon catch fire. Being a leader has nothing to do with complaining because you ultimately are responsible. When they say the buck stops here, it really does stop there. It stops with you. And so if something's broken, it's because you are incapable or unwilling to make the change. And this is one of the most important episodes of this string of episodes because I want to change your perspective, your mindset, the way you approach this. You are able to do this. You can knock this out of the park and you can make your business, your company, your community better than it has ever, ever been. We've got one episode left. The next one is a good one. Fixing restaurants. I appreciate your time and your patience, your attention to these 10 episodes. Again, this is number 9 of the 10 episode arc. Next episode is going to be a great one. I appreciate your time every single week. I appreciate your trust to sit here and learn a little bit more through me. I don't take that lightly. Thank you very much. I will remind you one more thing before we go. You can get my book, The Restaurant Marketing Mindset, for free. You just pay shipping. Go to our Instagram handle at Restaurant Strategy. Send a DM with the word book. We will send you the link so you can get your own. Thank you very much for being here, and I will see you next time.